Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Sir Keir Starmer's official visit to the People's Republic of China. It's not a state visit because only a head of state can do that, and is as in His Britannic Majesty. Okay, and although the President of China, Xi Jinping, he's been on state visits to the United Kingdom. So Sir Keir arrived there yesterday, and it's the first visit by a British Prime Minister to China since 2018. And that was Theresa May, who went on that state visit. And that was during a 3-year premiership when her main task was to achieve Brexit, which she never achieved. But one of the top items on the, well, the top item on the agenda was trade with China after the United Kingdom left the European Union. So China is seen to be a tremendous economic opportunity, the second biggest economy in the world. I remember several years ago, people thought it would overtake the United States one day, and now Chinese economic growth is much slower than it was, but nevertheless, it's still a very significant economic player. Now, Sakir, why is he there? To try and agree more trade deals, to try and get more investments and so on. Unlikely he's going to say much about human rights or please don't spy on us so much. Please don't harass Chinese dissidents that are in the United Kingdom, and so forth. Because I know what China's policy will be, to lie and lie and lie and lie. Just like those slave labor camps for the Uyghurs. And they lied and lied and lied for years that there were no such slave labor camps. And then they admitted they were, but they're re-education camps. Well, that's reassuring, just like the communists used to have in Vietnam or the communists in North Korea have or whatever. So brainwashing and inducing self-hatred. But I mean, notes being smuggled out of these by the poor Uyghur people who are there on a frank, in an openly racist basis and so on, about how their horrific conditions. You can get years and years like that just because you visited a foreign country or growing a beard or whatever. The least dissent. So it's a really savagely cruel regime. But anyway, Sakir said the relations between China and the United Kingdom are in a good, strong place. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's quite true. It shows you how feeble he is. But I put myself in his shoes. You want the British economy to grow, and in order to do that, it's got to sell more to China, to buy more from China, to get more Chinese students to study the United Kingdom. The UK university sector is in dire straits. Some universities need to be allowed to go bust, one of the few sensible decisions Labour has taken. And the ways to alleviate this is partly to get these more students from abroad who are paying these hefty fees, 2 or 3 times more than home students. And I can't remember which university it was. There's some university got something like 48% of its students from the PRC. All right. So that there's some specific goals that Sakir has, and that is to get tariffs reduced on whiskey, to allow British people to visit China visa free. If they would like to go there, the Chinese should welcome that. The more they'll be spending more, and so on. Okay, so she said that there are twists and turns. Now, there's no the UK can't avoid just speaking to the Chinese. It's not quite the golden era. Remember when David Cameron was Prime Minister and George Osborne was Chancellor Exchequer? This is from 2010 to 2016, and they proclaimed the golden era of relations with China. And a lot of deals were inked, but very few of those came through. There are people like Lord Chris Patten, the last governor of British Hong Kong, and he said, obviously, the Chinese want to make money, and they don't really care about ideology. You can complain about whatever their oppression they're committing. But if they, I mean, they don't like it, but if they think they can still make money by selling things to you or buying things from you, they'll do it. So don't think that it's either or, that you have to soft pedal human rights rhetoric in order to make money out of them. So anyway, Sakir, he's there in Beijing, and he's been shown around the Forbidden City and signed a number of deals with the Prime Minister, Li Qiang. All right. Okay, they're meant to agree on border security. Because whatever, these people are crossing the English Channel illegal coming to the United Kingdom, they often have these small boat engines. And so the United Kingdom wants to agree with the Chinese not to sell them to certain people who they think are then going to use them for people smuggling. So that is Sakir. I'm unsure if he's accompanied by his good wife or children. He tends not to show his children in public. Okay, so Alex Norris, who's the border security minister, he's been speaking about it. They point out 60% of those engines used to cross the English Channel unlawfully were manufactured in China. He wants MI6 to work with the Chinese to break up these rings, which facilitate illegal crossings and so forth. So that's it. He's doing a little bit of tourism there in that magnificent palace, the Forbidden City. And Zakir says he has talked about human rights. Funny how talk long and loud about it and want to sort of prosecute veterans of the British Army about things they allegedly did over half a century ago when they're in a conflict defending human rights and democracy. But obviously, China, which has slavery, which is committing genocide against the Uyghur people, he'll say nary a word about that. And he did talk about Jimmy Lai. Jimmy Lai, of course, is a British citizen. I know he's ethnically Chinese, but facing a life sentence for opining in China. Now, this comes days after His Majesty's government approved the Chinese mega embassy at the Old Royal Mint opposite the Tower of London. And had the United Kingdom refused to do so, then then Zakir probably would have been disinvited. This invitation was announced months ago, so it'd be more than awkward if he'd said no. Maybe he should still have said no. That people say he's been spineless on this issue. So Zakir claims that his host listened respectfully to him, but we'll see. Goodness. Anyway, I agree that the United Kingdom needs to maintain diplomatic relations with China. Cutting them off wouldn't achieve anything. I remember the WikiLeaks cables leaked in 2010 about US foreign policy said it's a straight choice between American values and American interests, and the United Kingdom is sort of the same thing. I mean, can you have both? Maybe the UK is just being too weak on this one, but desperately needs what more growth. I mean, there are a lot of other ways to achieve growth, and partly that's forcing people to work and not paying benefits and not crushing the life out of those who work and not exploiting those of us who work to pay for those of us who refuse to work. Goodness. So we'll see if there are any positive outcomes. It's a 3-day visit, but the Lai case. Is he going to be released? And he's been in jail since 2020. So the others say, no, you shouldn't normalize this. He shouldn't have gone. Ian Duncan Smith, Sir Ian, former leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, and he's a China hawk, say we should be very bold in denouncing the cruelty of the Chinese regime. And that's actually good for the Chinese. The ordinary people are suffering so much. And yes, the communist regime in China has had some really impressive achievements, especially in the last 40 years. Their economic growth has been tremendous. They have lifted people out of poverty. It is possible to do that without being so oppressive. You can see other countries which have achieved that. Okay, so anyway, a unilateral free visa scheme is in. British people are good to go to China visa free, but not the other way around. So the two countries want to cooperate on AI, on healthcare, finance, on renewable energy, stuff like that. And as for China, the One China policy, the United Kingdom has never recognized Taiwan as an independent country, has got no formal diplomatic representation there. It's got a trade office. That's it. Okay. So doesn't look like the United Kingdom would intervene if China were to try and take back the island. Okay, what do you think? Right thing to do? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.